People flee their home countries for different reasons, but the threat of violence is at the top of the list for many migrants. One group of people that's made their way to Tijuana to escape threats and discrimination are members of the LGBTQ community. Jonathan Ryan is with Raices, a migrant advocacy organization, and they're helping many LGBTQ migrants. He joins us from San Antonio.
We sent a team from Raices down to work with the caravan, and they came to meet this group of about 77 individuals who belong to the LGBTQ community, who found themselves in pretty tough conditions after having fled their country because of who they are. They continue to receive threats and assaults, and were in danger even while on their journey through Mexico. So we decided that we were going to help them to get safely to Tijuana. And so that's why we helped them to get and paid for bus tickets for them to get ahead and get to Tijuana, where we were able to find them some safe accommodations and send lawyers down who could help them to prepare for presenting themselves to the border and requesting asylum.
And this particular community of people, LGBTQ, what were they facing in their home countries?
These are people who have already experienced rape, assault, attacks in their home countries just because of who they are. And so when they had the opportunity to flee, they did just that.
Can you just give us a one-person story, perhaps, and put a face to this group?
I think about one individual who expressed that after having spent years being assaulted and discriminated against and picked upon and marginalized, once she was able to cross over the border into Guatemala, she's a trans woman, and she took from her pocket a rainbow-colored flag, which she then spread and flew as she walked along. And to the individuals who saw this, they asked her, what country is that flag for? Mm. And with great pride and relief, she said, this is the flag of the entire world. And I think what's most moving amid all of the suffering and the harm that these people have fled and are continuing to experience, there is still great hope in these people for protection. And it's so important to remember that this is the spirit that people bring with them when they're seeking protection here in the United States. It's no different than the immigrants and refugees that we have seen coming to our shores for hundreds of years.
We just heard from reporter Jean Guerrero in Tijuana that there have been tensions between migrants and local residents. What are you hearing from your people on the border?
This is a part of the border where people traditionally pass through relatively quickly as they request asylum or entry at the border and move along. It's not surprising. In fact, it's probably the intended consequence of the administration's sealing up and blockading the border, that they will cause tension in the local community as immigrants of all kinds and refugees languish at the border waiting for their place in line. The only way to ease these tensions and resolve this is for the United States to live up to its commitments and its obligations under domestic and international law and humanely and efficiently process these asylum applicants.
I know a lot of people would like to believe that what you just said will happen, but something has shifted in the U.S., and there are a lot of people who support Trump's policies on immigration.
I don't know that it's true that a majority or even a plurality of Americans do not think that our country should accept refugees. When people hear the individual stories, when they are exposed to the truth, they see that this is necessary and beneficial.
Jonathan Ryan is the executive director of Raices, a nonprofit immigrant legal service group that's assisting migrants at the border in Tijuana. Jonathan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.